Good morning.
Greetings, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you do a real-life lawman story, like a real-life one, like an incident that happened to us yesterday at the mall. Lawman up on the Capitol steps.
Yeah?
Trying to lock us up because we crossed a barrier. I mean, that's what lawmen are really about.
Well, wait just a cotton picking minute. The barrier was there for a reason. Why did you cross the barrier?
Well, this buddy of mine, he'd never been to D.C., and he wanted to see the view from up top of the steps. And there was nobody out there. I mean,
Let me tell you something. There's a lot of places to go where you can see the view of D.C. and you don't have to cross police lines.
Where else can you see the view from the Capitol steps but the Capitol steps?
Let me tell you something. You don't know what those lines were up there for. There could have been someone murdered on the steps. Someone with vital information to the United States of America. You know how important a crime scene is? One hair follicle, one footprint could change the course of a whole investigation. You could blow something out of the water. All you see is a line there with nobody there. The reason there's nobody there is maybe they had to protect the scene of where something happened there. That's the reason why lawmen hate the citizenry, because they have a crime scene in progress. They got people they got to answer to. They put up all those horses and those police line tapes, and everything is clean, and they've got the, and also they turn around, and there's two idiots standing there. What are you doing here? We came to see the view. The view? Douchebag! I'll give you a view. You'll get a view of my fist in a second, huh? Hey, you want a view? Let me show you something about a view. Hey. I'll give you a view.
These hardened criminals in for? I brought him in for crossing the barrier.
All right. Well, obviously you're not understanding it. Anything. It looks to you like there's nothing behind that barrier, but you don't know why those barriers were erected. So who knows? It could have been a very delicate crime scene. They might have been looking for like a contact lens or something, and the contact lens would carry mucosa, which could indeed point to who the killer was. And you guys come along fat and happy with your dog dew covered wingtips on and stepping all over the place. Yeah, that's great, huh? Yeah, that's great. You are a forensic nightmare, you maggot. And they ask me why I drink. Yeah. It's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock with the Grease Man here, DC 101. All right, we'll be taking on them cicadas in just 1 second. Let me tell you something. I went through a... All right, let me do... This is just going to take me a second, and then I'll be back with Cicada Hell on DC 101.